Good evening and welcome. This is Get Started, Go Deeper, Ask a Whole Life Healing Coach. So we're here this evening, June 13th, 2019, to discuss anything that might be in the way of your using the healing codes, the trilogy, other products from Dr. Alex Lloyd in the very best possible way. My name is Kay Spooner, and I welcome you to the call. This call is being recorded and will be available in the resources section at drdralexanderlloyd.com. And there are descriptions there of the under calls and podcasts, I believe. There are descriptions there of this call and the Wednesday call, and within that description there's a place to get the archives, so you can find them there. Today we want your participation as we talk about the various things that are before us in our healing, healing our hearts, healing our spiritual issues, and that leads to our disclaimer. Tonight's session of Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions. So the healing codes and trilogy and other products are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. So if you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The healing codes and other products deal with issues of the heart, and it's on those spiritual issues that will focus our attention. So, again, we will take your questions in a little while. The first thing I always like to do is welcome you and tell you how glad we are to have you here. And that's those who are live on the call, and you're very important and help guide the call to where it can be most helpful to you and maybe to others on the call or listening on the recording. And then to those on the recordings, too, thank you for accessing this information. We hope it's helpful to you. Again, your questions are very important, and in just a little bit when we're ready to start them, I will remind you how to let me know you have a question. As we begin, I always like to begin by doing the trilogy process through, and so let's do that. Get yourself in a comfortable position, supported. It'll take a few minutes to do this, so we want to be sure we're comfortable and supported, that we're here, that we're not in our hearts, in our minds, trying to finish up what it was we had to hurry and get through to get here, or not somewhere else in our day or in our life, but are here, gathered with these who are using these products, are seeing change, are interested in encouraging each other and being present for one another. So here we are. My feet are on the floor, supported in my chair. Arms supported, if that's helpful for you. Take a deep breath in and out. You may have to expel first. Just notice in your body now, start at the top, and notice in your body where there might be any stress or tightness or maybe lack of flexibility, maybe pain, maybe pressure, any kind of discomfort at all. Maybe just a feeling of weight, like something extra is sitting in that place in your body. Just notice. Okay. Now, I'd like to begin this trilogy process by thinking about opening up the energy pathways in our bodies, in our energy systems, so that energy can move freely. There's not any hindrance or any blockage, but energy moving freely through our bodies, through our energy body and our physical body. So let's begin by doing the trilogy process, starting with tapping at the inner eyebrow, about 6 or 8 times at the outer eyebrow toward the temple, then under the eye very gently on the orbital bone, upper lip, between your lower lip and chin, collarbone toward the midline, sore spot or soft spot down at 3 or 4 inches and out toward your armpit 3 or 4 inches, center chest or thymus thump, underarm, below the nipple, now the hand, thumb, index finger, middle finger, skip the ring finger, go to the outside edge of the pinky finger, and then the karate spot on the side of your hand. Now, 9G at the back of your hand where the ring finger and pinky finger might come together about an inch up from the webbing of your fingers there. And while we're doing, continue to tap there, we're going to do the eye exercise. Eyes open, closed, open. Look without turning your head or moving your head. Look down left, down right. Circle up and over to down left. Circle back up and over to down right. Hum anything. Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hum. Okay. Now we're going to do the healing codes portion in the middle, the second part of the trilogy process. And we ask that images, both hands bridge, we ask that images, beliefs, and cellular memories that are related to our most important issue this evening, the thing that's bothering us most, fill in the blank. We'll be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth, love, light, and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells, both hands, Adam's apple. Remember to breathe with your diaphragm. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Now, healing codes two position. Left palm at the base of your skull, the back of your head. Right palm on your forehead, just above your brows. switch those positions. Put the left palm on your forehead and the right palm at the base of your skull, back of your head. Now, both hands low belly. Put your left hand down first with your thumb right at your belly button. And let your hand just fall where it will. And then put your right hand, thumb on top of your thumbnail, top of your left thumbnail, and let that hand fall right on top of your left, partially on your lower belly. Okay, now we're going to do the third part of the trilogy, so move both your hands down as far as you can toward the base of your torso, and we're going to move right up the midline, and as we go, we're going to ask that this river of energy be powerful and abundant and filled with the love and light and life of God, that it will flow through open and balanced energy centers. Just move right up the midline of your body, touching your body as you go. And now I'm at forehead and over the top to the base of the skull. I'm going to hold that for a moment. Let's go again to the base of the torso and come up again. One hand on top of the other, right up the midline. Touching the body as you go. Not heavy pressure, just contact. Up over the top of the head to the base of the skull. One more time. We enjoy this energy flow through us. Okay. Over the top of the head and to the base of the skull. Okay, relax. Deep breath in and out. Take another scan of your body and see if any those tight spots loosened up a little or pain is reduced a little or moved. See if that pressure point has changed. Just scan and see what's going on. Okay. All right. So, again, it's very important that you ask your questions or make your comments. You're on the call for a reason. You called in for a reason, and we'd like to know what that reason is. We'd like to be able to fulfill any need that you have from us, from this call. So those of you who came with a keypad, either on the web or on the phone, a web call or on the phone, press star 2 to raise your hand, and I'll see that on my screen, and we'll be able to get to you. And then those of you who are on the web and have a chat box before you, please use the chat box to type in your question or comment, and I will. I do have to change screens to look at that, but I will do my best to check it regularly to make sure that you're not left out of the conversation. So, here we are. It's been a beautiful day in Kansas. We have had such a rainy May, and even the first week of June was beautiful. We had threats, but no real rain here. So that was good, and it's continued this week to be nice. and that's wonderful. So it feels good outside, feels encouraging and bright and almost happy. Everything's green and blooming and all that, but we're not just sopping wet right now, so that's a good thing. I'm not sure what our topic should be this evening. I would really love to see a hand up. Press star 2 to put your hand up. Let me know what's going on with you. I see people that were used to, that I recognize names. I see a phone with no name and no location, so I have no idea who that person is. Would be very glad to know, not because I need a name or need to single you out, but I sure like to know why you're here and what kind of answer or question or comment you might have. So if you're generally, if this is your first time on this call, please let us hear from you. We're encouraged by new people that come along every day, and we hope that those of us who have been here for, in 2 years it'll be 16, in 2 weeks it'll be 16 years that I've been a Healing Codes coach. And so I would be glad to hear from new folks and would be glad to share experience and information with you if you'll let me know what it is that you've got a question about or where you are, where you're stuck, or what kind of encouragement you might need. And you may not know, but if you'll be open enough to share with us why you're here, what led you to the Healing Codes, then maybe we can continue in that conversation and be of help to you. All right. One of the things I like to talk about on these calls is using what we call the 12 categories. Now, since we started using Trilogy, not everyone has purchased the Trilogy system. A lot of people have seen the free descriptions of the video and whatever on Dr. Alex's website for Trilogy and have started using it, but really don't have very much background and understanding of how we're coming at this spiritual healing we're talking about. When Dr. Alex wrote the book, The Healing Code, he put in that book the 12 categories that had been our focus from the beginning of this process and his focus from the beginning of his work, I think. And those were three inhibitor categories: unforgiveness, harmful actions, and unhealthy beliefs. And so the first three things we focus on are those: healing unforgiveness issues, unhealthy beliefs, and harmful actions. And then we begin to infuse in ourselves or move things out that are in the way of our loving. So love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, humility, and self-control are the nine positives that we want to infuse into us while removing the negatives. So that's what we call the 12 categories. And in a basic Healing Codes program, there's a quick start DVD that refers to that, doing those categories one a day. And so sometimes we refer to those categories as the 12 days. So we talk about starting with unforgiveness and doing a day of codes or a trilogy process, just asking that unforgiveness issues in us might be found and healed. And then a day of asking that harmful actions in us might be found and healed, and then a day of asking that unhealthy beliefs might be found and healed. And then we go proceed to asking that anything in the way of our experiencing and expressing love would be found and healed, and just move right through all those categories. That's a real helpful way to approach getting comfortable with the processes. And then if there's, if you have a particular issue, a health issue or a relationship issue or some kind of life circumstance issue, that is bothering you most, you can put that in the prayer with the category. And when I talk about the prayer, there's a kind of a suggestion of a prayer to use in the Healing Code book, and I used it at the beginning of our doing the Healing Code portion there in our trilogy process, that we asked that images, beliefs, and cellular memories and resulting physical issues related to, and then there's a blank for putting in whatever your issue is, put in the issue and whatever category it is you're doing today. So all the unforgiveness issues related to my knee pain, or all the unforgiveness issues related to my high blood pressure, or all the unforgiveness issues related to my inability to get along with my daughter, or whatever the issue is that we're working on. So you put those both in the blank of the prayer and continue to do all the 12 categories one day at a time, one category a day. Proceed that way. That's a really good way to approach anything when you're working by yourself and not with a coach. I would like to suggest a couple other things. One is that there are evaluation exercises on DrAlexanderLloyd.com, and they are the Relationship Issues Finder, the Heart Issues Finder, and the Success Issues Finder. The Relationship Issues Finder is the most robust of those three. It is the latest one generated, and it is one that when you take it, you get an email back with a copy of your results so that you can print them out and have them to look at later. That Relationship Issues Finder result points to those categories I was discussing, those 12 categories, and combinations of those categories that add up to other things, like pain is a combination of categories. And that will tell you, the results of that Relationship Issue Finder will point to what categories you might need the most work in, or what categories might be most beneficial to focus on more than the others. So that's a really excellent resource, and I would encourage you to use that. Coaching is available. I'm a coach, and there are lots of other coaches listed on the website, and we are available to help you. Sometimes we get inside our own stuff, but we think we know what the problem is or what the issue is, and we're kind of focused in one place, and a coach can help us with some objective listening and some testing to help us maybe find another approach to what it is that's our issue. Dr. Alex is, of course, a trained psychologist, and he says one of the first things he learned in his psychology classes is the issue is never the issue, which means the thing that people think is the problem is not the problem. It's something behind that. And so sometimes when we're in the midst of an issue, we're not so able to see behind it, and a coach can be really valuable for that. So I encourage you to use a coach. We're not very expensive, and you'll get some love and some good guidance there. So those are all things I need to say. I still don't see a hand up, so I'd sure like to, so that you can help me know where this call needs to go from here. Last week we had a gentleman on who was new to the healing codes and asked just a basic question, and it got us started, and we were able to really be helpful to him, I think, and maybe to many others because of the things that were brought up through his question. So if you have one, please let us know, and if you just have a comment, that's okay too. We'd like to hear your comment. Okay. We're almost at the top of the hour. Let's do another trilogy process. There must not be anything bothering me tonight because I'm not on a place where I can spit out what we need to work on. I think about the closest I can get is I would like to be open to the positive, good things that come to me. I would like to be able to recognize them and be thankful for them at the time, and not just looking back over time, seeing how special things were. So, thankfulness, I would like to be open to experiencing the good and being thankful for it. How's that? Is that a little more succinct? If you would like to join me as we do a trilogy process focused around that thought, receiving the good stuff and being thankful for it, that you're welcome to join me with that. So let's just begin again. I think we'll go through the first and second parts twice and the third part three times. So let's begin with the tapping, inner eyebrow, outer eyebrow, temple, under the eye, upper lip, lower lip, chin, collarbone, sore spot, center of the chest, underarm, under the nipple, thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, pinky, karate spot, 9G, back of the hand, eyes open, closed, open, down left, down right, up and over to down left, back up and over to down right. Hum. Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and hum. Let's start again, tapping inner eyebrow. Remember to breathe while you're doing this, outer eyebrow. Below the eye. Upper lip. Lower lip. Collarbone. Sore spot. Center of chest, underarm, below the nipple, thumb, index, middle, pinky, karate spot. 9G, eyes open, closed, open, down left, down right, up and over to down left, back up and over to down right. Hum. Count. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Hum. All right. Now we'll do the code. We ask and pray, both hands bridge. We ask and pray that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to this issue of gratefulness for the good we can receive, acknowledge, notice. Ask anything in the way of that be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love and light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Both hands, Adam's apple. Remember to breathe. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Left hand, palm at the base of the skull, right hand, palm at the forehead, touching skin, please, with your palms. Switch. Left palm on the forehead, right palm at the base of the skull. Both hands, low belly. Thumbs at your navel. Not your Adam's apple. All right, let's go again. Both hands bridge. Healing codes one position. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. both hands, temples. Left palm at the base of the skull, right palm the forehead. Switch. Both hands, low belly. Now move your hands down to the base of your torso, and we're going to come up the center line and ask that this river of energy be powerful and abundant and filled with love, light, and life of God, that it would flow through balanced and open energy centers. And if you hit a spot you need to stop, you feel like there's, sometimes I feel like I'm pushing a bubble, and I'm not pushing hard, I don't mean physically pushing a bubble, but I feel like I need to stop and let the energy dissipate a little bit before I go on. So you might feel something like that or some other desire just to stop at one of the chakra points and then proceed up and over top of the head, the back of the neck. Second time, base of the torso, up. Up and up and up. Forehead, crown, base of the skull. Last time, here we go. Start at the base, just gently and smoothly on this one. Up and up and up and over. The top and hold at the base of the skull for a moment. Deep breath in and out. Okay. Anybody have any comment, any question, anything you'd like to say? Because if we don't, we're going to call it a night and discontinue the call. I'm checking the webcast. Okay. All righty. Thank you for being here. We appreciate your attendance, and we ask that and pray that you have an excellent week and weekend. And God bless you all. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Good night, Candy.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to